This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne, joined in our studio by NPR diplomatic correspondent Mike Schuster to bring you this morning's big news. Al-Qaeda leader in Iraq, Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, is dead. Iraqi and U.S. officials made the announcement in Baghdad this morning. We turn now to two reactions from people in Baghdad. Ali owns a clothes store. She is 40 years old.
Thank God the effect is very good and all Iraqis are happy. All those who love Iraq are happy by his death.
Mohammed Raqib works in a clothes store in Baghdad. He's 24 years old.
The effect is good and not good. Good in the sense that the Iraqis are happy, and bad because explosions will increase because his followers might want to gain revenge.
Two reactions in Baghdad to the death of Abu Musab al-Zarqawi. We are joined now by political editor of the London-based Al-Hayat, Zaki Shahab. Good morning. Hello? Hello, Mr. Shahab. You are, of course, the editor of one of the best-known Arabic-language newspapers, and you're author of Inside the Resistance, which include your encounters with Iraqi insurgents earlier in the war. What does Zarqawi's death mean for the Iraqi insurgency?
It is quite a big setback for the Iraqi insurgents. I'm sure the kind of coordination which have been exercised the last couple of weeks between American-led coalition, between Iraqi forces, and between Jordanian government have held the three of them to manage and trace Zarqawi back into this little place 8 kilometers north of Aqaba. The kind of attacks which has been carried the last week have alerted local Iraqis and Iraqi forces and Americans on the ground that Zarqawi might be in the region functioning. So all the kind of intelligence which has been gathered added to it anger which local insurgency have and the problems they have with Zarqawi all have led to intelligence which really pinpointed where was Zarqawi last night when American helicopters have attacked the place and ended up in killing him along with seven of his generals.
Of course, American and Iraqi forces have been looking for him for 3 years. How did he manage to survive and operate for so long?
We have benefited from the environment of hatred and anger. Local Sunnis have expressed over the last 3 years. But we have seen recently, especially after December election, that Iraqis were willing to see their country taking a different course. The involvement of Sunnis in the political process and the kind of progress have been made and also the dialogue which already established between American commanders on the ground and local insurgents have encouraged many of them that there is always a big opportunity for everyone to put the events of the last 3 years behind. This have encouraged some of the insurgents to step away from Zarqawi's activities, and some of them even have been fighting him. Till even yesterday, we've received some news. There was some clashes between some of Zarqawi supporters and local insurgents. This really explains the environment where Zarqawi is operated, and the kind of environment he have benefited from over the last 3 years is not there anymore. It was expected at any minute that local insurgents or local Iraqis will inform the authorities on the ground where is Zarqawi. It was a matter of time when Zarqawi would be killed, and yesterday news was the good news for many Iraqis.
Just very briefly, I mean, just in a few seconds, where in the outside was Zarqawi getting help, outside Iraq?
Definitely, Zarqawi have benefited from the environment of anti-American atmosphere in the Arab world. But the kind of attacks he have carried in Jordan, the killing on a very large scale in Iraq, the sectarianism which he tried to push Iraq into, all led many to believe that this is not something good for the cause, which really left Zarqawi out in the cold. So many criticism, even from a very militant group to the kind of attacks he carried against Shia mosques against civilians have
right.
led to anger. And this really have, like, cornered him. The other point, which was of importance as well, Zarqawi always claimed to be the leader of insurgency till the last 3-4 months ago when he decided to use another title, which is like the member of the Shura's Council in Iraq, which was like a sign that local insurgents were not happy to see or to hear that Zarqawi is in command and he's responsible for their activities in their country.
Mr. Shahab, thank you very much. Zaki Shahab is a political editor of the London-based Al Hayat. He spoke to us from London.